The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. Governor Glenn Youngkin caused a stir with some comments he recently made on NBC's Meet the Press about same-sex marriage laws in Virginia. PolitiFact Virginia editor Warren Fisk spoke with VPM News legal reporter Whitney Evans about the comments.
Hi, Warren.
Hi, Whitney.
Warren, tell us about what happened here.
Sure. The program's moderator, Robert Costas, noted that the Supreme Court, with its 6-3 conservative majority, could reconsider the 2015 decision that legalized same-sex marriage.
Like what the court did last month with abortion when it overturned Roe v. Wade.
Exactly. The court turned abortion back to the states. So Costas asked Youngkin if he takes steps to protect same-sex marriage in Virginia by codifying it in state law. And Youngkin said that same-sex marriage is already codified in Virginia and protected.
We've got that on tape. Let's listen.
In Virginia, we actually do protect same-sex marriage in Virginia. That's the law in Virginia. And therefore, as governor of Virginia, we protect same-sex marriage.
Now, Warren, you fact-checked the governor's statement. What did you find?
Well, the statement's highly misleading. The only thing protecting gay marriage in Virginia is the Supreme Court decision. The state constitution bans same-sex marriage. Virginia voters approved that provision in 2005. So if the Supreme Court reversed its decision, same-sex marriage would instantly become illegal in Virginia.
Didn't the General Assembly debate that ban this winter?
Yeah, there was a bill that would have set up a referendum this fall asking voters to remove the ban from the state constitution. When the General Assembly was under Democratic control in 2021, lawmakers approved the measure. But they had to pass it 2 years in a row to put it before voters. This year, the bill never made it to the House floor for a second vote. It was killed in a subcommittee in the Republican-led House of Delegates on a 6-4 vote.
Youngkin said there's a law in Virginia that protects same-sex marriage. Is he right?
Yes and no. The General Assembly did pass such a law in 2020, but it's meaningless. That's because state laws are subservient to the state constitution, and the state constitution, as we said, bans same-sex marriage.
The big question, then, is whether the Supreme Court will reverse its decision and turn same-sex marriage back to states.
You're exactly right. No one knows the answer. But Justice Clarence Thomas raised concerns in an opinion he wrote when Roe v. Wade was overturned. He said the court should review its decisions in other cases that have granted rights not specifically mentioned in the U.S. Constitution. And he mentioned the decision allowing same-sex marriage as one of those cases.
Let's get back to Youngkin. Does he defend his statement?
He does. He says any talk about what the Supreme Court may do is hypothetical, and he doesn't deal in hypotheticals. There's also, I should note, no record of him ever opining on whether same-sex marriage should remain legal.
Okay. Youngkin said, quote, "In Virginia, we actually do protect same-sex marriage." How did PolitiFact Virginia rate that statement?
The only reason same-sex marriage is protected in Virginia is because a Supreme Court ruling demands it. If that decision is reversed, it immediately becomes illegal in Virginia. Nothing protects it. So we rate Youngkin's statement mostly false.
All right. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you.
That was PolitiFact Virginia editor Warren Fisk speaking with VPM News reporter Whitney Evans. You can find more PolitiFact Virginia fact checks on vpm.org. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
Thank you. VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.